Welcome to the first episode of the WISE 50 Over 50 Awards 2018 Atlantic Canada Edition. This award highlights and celebrates new entrepreneurs 50 years or older who have started a new business. Wendy Mayhew is the founder of WISE 50 Over 50 Awards. Wendy has been an entrepreneur for the past 35 years, drawing on early experience in the telecom and satellite technology sectors, and later experience as an owner, manager of a communications firm and a promotions products production house. Wendy is always on the watch for innovative ways to harness technology in the service of business needs. Among the first to recognize the potential of social media to gather business intelligence, engage clients, and market products and services, Wendy's perspective on web-assisted business development is particularly appealing to today's generation of would-be entrepreneurs. Why hasn't anyone done this before? That's the response of many learners encountering the real-time entrepreneur training video series for the first time. Wendy drew her inspiration from reality TV. She asks, why not take viewers behind the scenes to see how real entrepreneurs and their advisors tackle the many challenges of establishing a business? What Wendy realized is that new entrepreneurs need insights to human challenges, costs, and rewards of establishing a new business even more than they needed the facts, figures, and templates provided by most startup manuals. When Wendy began exploring the increase of new entrepreneurs over the age of 50, she quickly realized the challenges older entrepreneurs face, as well as the lack of support and information available to help them start a business. Wendy now guides and helps the 50-plus generation discover entrepreneurship through speaking engagements and workshops. I'm Michael Boyd of Podcast Atlantic, and I hope you find the information on this episode valuable. Welcome to show one of the WISE 50 Over 50 Awards Atlantic Canadian Edition. So, but it seemed appropriate, even though Wendy's in Ottawa, but Wendy, you're the one who started the ball rolling on all of this, and we had a conversation a few months ago about us doing a version of a podcast for the Atlantic Canadian winner. So I want to thank you for that, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, and thank you for wanting to do these podcasts with the Atlantic winners, and I am really honored that you are doing it, and you are, have asked me to be a guest as well.
Yes, and those people who are listening to episode number one, which this is, will know that eventually down the road we're going to switch roles, and Wendy will interview me as one of the 2018 recipients. So, but enough about me. let's get on to you. So, Wendy, can you give us a little bit of your history? You know, going back to the early days of your working years, what were you doing before you decided to launch this business venture?
I started out working as a secretary. I don't even know whether any of your listeners will remember the word secretary because it changed so many times, and then all of a sudden secretaries became obsolete. And so I started as a secretary, but I learned very early on I could never work for somebody else. And so I became an entrepreneur. I guess I've been, and even I always say, I don't even know whether the word entrepreneur was in the dictionary whenever I started being one. But anyways, so about 40 years ago, I started having my own businesses. And, you know, I've had a few over the years. Some were really successful, and there was one that was very, very terrible. But I came out of it and continued to move on. And just I like change. I'm like most entrepreneurs. I do like change. So when I came, you know, about 5 years ago, I was asked to write an article about financing for older people in going into business. And so that really intrigued and intrigued me, and I decided, well, let me research that some more. So that's what I've been doing since then.
Okay. All right. So when you came, you had this idea, you decided to somebody came to you, and you wanted to create Wiser. What went into having to pull all that together? Were you strictly by yourself, or did you have support?
I am a lone wolf, so to speak, so it was me doing everything myself.
Yeah, yeah. Solo entrepreneurs are quite popular these days, and it does allow you know, especially as a senior solo entrepreneur or a seniorpreneur, is that what you would call it?
I now call us older entrepreneurs because nobody likes the word senior.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm a senior, like I'm 68, and it doesn't bother me, but a lot of people just want to be older entrepreneurs.
Well, yes, absolutely. But it does allow us a little freedom to, when we are by our lonesomes, to kind of do what we want the way we want to do it without any interference from the outside.
Exactly.
Although you still have to deal with clients, and you know the client is sometimes hard to please. Have you found any struggles in that area?
There will always be struggles with, you know, people having different opinions and looking at things differently. But my thing is, I know I have my vision, and I'm sticking to my vision. I listen to people that, you know, if they have good suggestions, but if I don't like that, then I just follow on doing my own. And, you know, I may end up down the road changing it. But I like just to be on my own, doing my own thing, and dealing with people that may be critical. And that's why I do what I do, because there were too many people that were telling me how basically I was dumb doing what I was doing.
Now, and you still, I mean, as an entrepreneur, you still have, I guess you could look at it as, you know, different projects, but, you know, they all kind of fall under the same realm. Now, you are an author as well.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about your book?
I have always wanted to write a book. And back in, I think it was 2012, I was approached by McGraw-Hill Ryerson to take over the authorship of a book on entrepreneurship. It had been in circulation for 25 years, and the professor didn't want to do it any longer. And so I, as I said, I always wanted to do a book, never thought it would be a textbook. But so I've done that. It's become very well known and well received for being the most practical textbook in the higher education market in Canada. But, you know, that was a textbook. I still had this thing that I wanted to do as a book on my own.
Now, that textbook was Building Your Dream, is that correct?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so then I decided, because I was, you know, moving into this older demographic, and you know, the support mechanisms or the lack of support in services for us older people, there isn't anything out there. And so I said, okay, I'm going to write a book, just, and it's going to be a guide to help people start their business. And I researched and researched and researched and had been doing all kinds of research on, you know, the problems that we were facing and what we needed. And so I also knew I couldn't write a book like this on my own. And so I interviewed 30 people from around the world that did video interviews, and not using the video interviews, but I am using the information from that. And then everyone that purchases the book is going to have access to those full interviews that I did with these experts from around the world on specific topics that people need to know when they're starting their business. And the book is called Wiser, The Definitive Guide to Starting a Business After the Age of 50.
Excellent. And do you have any idea when it might be published?
I am trying my darndest for November.
November,
at the
wow.
very latest.
That is very soon.
I don't say that. I had hoped it would be out by now, but the awards keep me very, very busy, and so and just, you know, other things get in the way, and it's a huge project. I didn't realize how huge it was going to be whenever I decided to do the book, because I'm doing so many different things with it. You know, it's I'm summarizing everything that's in it. Then I have to edit all of the interviews, and I'm doing video clips of everything, marketing tips you know, from them. So it's just, it's an ever-going thing, and I'm doing it myself.
So the awards, I mean, yeah, you said, keeping you very, very busy, and the deadline for application is the end of July of 2019, which is around the corner, coming up very fast. If you're listening to this and it's July, you need to either nominate somebody now or nominate yourself, which has happened. People have nominated themselves, I'm assuming.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, there isn't anything wrong with that at all.
If you're going to
it actually surprises me sometimes the number that have applied on their own, because many, many people are shy about doing it and don't think that they should have to apply. Somebody should nominate them. And so, yeah, I'm quite pleased with you know, having looked at them. I've just glanced at them. I haven't gone through everything yet, but just seeing that, yes. And you know, where I always ask, where did you hear about it? Excuse me. And as you know, there's 120 organizations across Canada sharing the information on these awards. And so, you know, I heard from this, I heard from this one, I heard from this, I saw it online, I did this. So, but they're applying themselves. As long as I just want to know who is, you know, where they're hearing about them. And so they are doing it themselves.
Yes, absolutely. I did it myself, but I mean, I was encouraged to do it through the program here in Nova Scotia called SEED, which you're familiar with, and so they sent me an email suggesting that I do that, as well as a fellow seedling who also applied and was lucky enough to win. So with 50 over 50, I mean. It could have been 55 over 55, especially, you know, like 55 seems like one of those things where you say freedom 55, and so now we have the freedom to start our own business. What made you pick the age 50?
From research that I had been doing and, you know, articles that I found, it is the 50-plus that seems to be the ones that are actually the beginning of people starting a business. And so I decided that that was a good way of doing it. And it's hard enough doing 50 over 50, so I'd hate to be doing 60 over 60 or 70 over 70.
Yes, well, that you know, the higher the age, probably the harder would be to find that many people. How many people have applied? This is the third year, is that correct?
This is the third year. The first year, it was unbelievable. I went in this with my eyes shut, I guess, so to speak, because I had no idea what to expect, none whatsoever. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm putting my name out there. You know, is this going to be good? Is this going to be bad? Or am I going to fail at this? And, you know, like, and I wanted to, the reason I did them was to prove to people that, hey, we are doing great things. And you know, with me failing on it, it wasn't me personally. It was going, oh, okay, here I am. I'm advocating for this group, and I can't get the responses. And so then it was, you know, it was just, okay, why am I doing this? Anyways, I ended up having, so there was 80 organizations across Canada sharing the information on them. I had 122 applications.
The first year?
The first year.
Wow.
I was blown away, but I still had no way of judging something to see if they were successful or not. And so I was talking to an organization that they do awards every year, and they couldn't believe it. They said, we can't get people to apply. How did you do it? And so then I knew, okay, I was on to something. And then so decided, okay, we'll have to do it again in 2018. And it grew with support.
With the people who apply, there are, you know, a lot of different types of businesses. I mean, just on the people in Atlantic Canada that I have interviewed recently for this podcast, we've got, a clothing boutique. We've got senior care. We've got a digital communications company. We've got a group of restaurants and chefs. A musician, Dan Doran, who has supplied our theme music. Thank you, Dan. And it's just like, I mean, it's just such a wide amount. And, of course, a podcaster, of course. So there's just a wide amount. Are there any businesses that wouldn't be eligible? for any reason?
Well, the only criteria that some of them don't meet is that it's the age requirement, okay, because you have to have started the business after the age of 50. So you have to be over 50 to have applied.
Yeah.
And if that's not, and you have to be a major shareholder in the company.
Yeah,
so you either are, you know, you own it all or you will own at least 50%.
Yeah, and you, I mean, basically you're saying, you know, you have to have had a huge part in creating the business itself.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So,
you know, just by joining a company when you're 50, you're, you know, and you're the only one who's 50, you can't apply for the award.
Yeah, so, you know, it's some people, you know, well, I did this and I want to do that, and can you, you know, can I please apply, and can I do this and can I do that? And I'm going, you know, I have to set the parameters of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is it. That is, it's really easy. It's, you have to be 50 when you started the business, and you have to be a principal in the company. And the one thing that's really important to me is to make sure that I'm very transparent and follow my own rules. I don't bend them at all. And I don't judge. I do not do the judging. I, you know, put the applications, I print the applications out, or, you know, I look at all of the applications. I go through them. What I attempt to do, and it is becoming a little more difficult, but if you're a judge in Ontario, you're not going to judge any businesses from Ontario, because at one point somebody said there isn't any use of applying because everybody in Ontario always wins.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I make it, as I say, I'm very transparent on how I do things, and I'm, you know, I don't think I can do it any better than with how I'm trying to do it to make it everyone happy.
Absolutely. I mean, that's it sounds like a huge undergoing just to get everything together. You know, besides, of course, judges in their own province not judging companies from that province, what are the other criteria in the judging arena there?
There's about five questions, okay, and so we ask, what is your, more information. We want more information, what you're doing. Your growth. What your vision is, just simple questions like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And how many judges do you have?
This year I have 10.
10.
It's usually 10, and there's other, you know, there's always other ones that are kind of sitting. You know, if I needed more, they will jump on board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I also have, and this is really nice. So one of the judges, obviously the first year they weren't winners because they didn't have any, but one person who you probably know, Simone D'Entremont, who is the Deputy Minister of Seniors in Nova Scotia, mm-hmm. is one of my biggest supporters. He just is so awesome. And so I was talking to him earlier this year about something, and he said, "Can I judge again?" No, unfortunately not.
Oh, so once you've been a judge, that's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if I have problems, as things grow and people don't want to do it as, you know, the winners being judges, then I'll, you know, we'll bring in other people.
Yes.
We'll figure it out.
So do you, what else can previous winners do to help out?
Okay, so last year, they grew so much in 1 year. It actually, last year, it took 9 months for me to do the awards.
Oh.
And I was doing them on my own. I had absolutely no help. And I knew I couldn't do it anymore. That's partly why my book isn't out yet. And so I said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I had some suggestions on what I was going to do. And I brought it up with some of the winners that came to Ottawa last year in the fall. And they said, "Don't. We want to help you." And so I thought about it and thought about it, and in January I sent an email out to the group that, well, all everybody that had won over the last 2 years, asking if they wanted to volunteer and help with the awards. And I had a good response. And so I've given some tasks to, you know, some people to do. That the one thing that I found is because of I'm getting known now by the organizations that I'm reaching out to, right? And so they like to talk to me. And so, you know, I call when I start doing these awards, I call every organization and I talk to them. And you know, a lot of them we're getting to know each other and we have these chats and whatnot. And it's just kind of like, you know, continuing that conversation every year, just like you and I are having a conversation now. And so I will always end up doing that part of it. But, you know, if other people can follow up with emails or make some calls, you know, that type of thing. Sharing on social media, writing blog posts, there's a lot of things that can be done.
All right, yeah. So if you're a previous winner out there listening to this, you know, it's really easy to step up and help. Just start getting your social media platforms geared up for the awards and start promoting them. Now, if you had applied for an award in the past but were not chosen, I understand you can apply again.
Yes, they can apply again.
Excellent. All right. So yes, and you know, you may have been number 51 and not known it.
Mm-hmm.
So you should try again. Don't get discouraged if you didn't get in 2017 or 2018. 2019 could be your year.
That's right.
Yes.
And it's different judges. And your application may have different information in it, and it's just the way it is, right? And I read someplace one time that it really takes 3 attempts before you win an award sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, that was in in Ottawa, the Ottawa Business Journal runs these 40 under 40 awards. And it was, I believe it was in one of their articles that it takes three times, it can take three times before you actually get the award.
Absolutely. And you find out in the fall whether or not you've won.
Yeah.
So go over, like, so now now that we've won, go over what you do for us and what happens after we get that wonderful email or phone call from Wendy.
Every year it's a little bit different, okay? And last year, and there's one thing I did last year that I will do again this year, but so I arranged, you know, some events, like I didn't necessarily arrange them, but, you know, there was events going on around entrepreneurship during that week. And so, you know, I go, okay, here, and I got the discounted tickets for there. There was a big networking event, and there was a Startup Canada Day event. And then the one thing that I did on my own, and this kind of just came to me at the last minute, and I'm so happy it all came together. I asked the Canadian Chamber of Commerce and the Canadian Federation of Independent Business to sit down with the winners who had come to Ottawa and let us tell you our stories, as well as having them part of this. And there were dignitaries, okay? So we had parliamentary secretaries from Seniors Department and from Small Business. There was a lot of people there from Small Business that were there and talk and listening. And we blew them away. We totally blew them away. So everyone got to, you know, stand up, introduce themselves, say what their business was, and tell everyone the challenges that they were facing. And it was heartbreaking to hear that, you know, we know that if we were half the age, that we wouldn't have to be telling you the challenges that we're having because we wouldn't have those challenges. And so, as I said, so one of the parliamentary secretaries, she actually did a short video, and it's on my website, about being there and how passionate we were and how successful we are and everything else, and brought it to the House of Commons. It's the first time it's been brought to the House of Commons, or, you know, somebody's even started talking about it. But at least that has opened some more doors for me to continue my advocacy on older entrepreneurship. And so what I'll do again, and the Chamber has already offered to host this again this year, we'll do it again in the fall.
Excellent. Here we are. We're come to the end of our time, but I wanted to be able to just kind of go over a couple more things. The closing date for applications is, again,
July the 31st.
Okay, so
midnight, July the 31st, midnight.
All right, so we need to jump on that. Either nominate yourself or nominate someone you know. They must be at least 50 when they have started the business. with or without a partner or any other people. And yeah, just get that in there. What's the website, just in case somebody doesn't want to read the show notes, because our show notes will have everything listed as well.
Okay, it's 50over50awards.ca.
Easy. You can't forget that.
I hope not.
No, no, and we won't forget that. All right, so before we go, one of the things I've asked all of the guests who have agreed to be on this podcast is if you could give some advice to an older entrepreneur who hasn't pulled the trigger yet, who has yet to start that company. What would you say to them?
Think long and hard, and you will never know if you could have started your business if you don't give it a try.
That's wonderful. And that's so true. I myself, of course, you can, those of you who are interested in the interview with me can find us on the site, but I will say that I myself had never thought I would be a business person at my age. So you can surprise yourself easily.
You can. Yeah. You can. And we are the fastest growing group of new entrepreneurs in the world. But yet we're still not being recognized and supported.
No, and that needs to happen, too. We need to talk to more people in government and say, listen, you know, we can make a difference here. We can help out, and we can, you know, help the economy. So, you know, let's get on board.
Exactly, and that's what needs to happen. And, you know, I'm doing in here as much as I can, but we need it all across Canada. We all need to be in. You know, maybe that could be one thing that we could do. Whenever we have the event in Ottawa, anybody, go and talk to your member of parliament and all levels of government.
Yes. Well, Wendy, thanks so much for, first of all, for creating this wonderful organization and the awards. And those of us who have been lucky enough to be recipients, thank you for that. And we look forward to finding out who are the big winners for 2019 and forward.
Well, thank you ever so much for inviting me to be one of your guests and for actually being a winner last year.
Thank you for listening. The WISE 50 Over 50 Awards 2018 Atlantic Canada Edition are a production of Podcast Atlantic. Links pertaining to today's show can be found with the show notes. You can find this podcast most anywhere you get your podcast, including iTunes. Don't forget to rate and review. The program series was produced by Wendy Mayhew and Michael Boyd. Theme music provided by Dan Doriron. Nominations for the 2019 WISE 50 Over 50 Awards close July 31st, 2019. So if you want to nominate a new entrepreneur over the age of 50, please go to www.50over50awards.ca and click on the link to apply or nominate. Thank you for listening.